ball or the finish. But in terms of the performance, it was excellent. We've come here totally dominated. They've got a goal out of nothing, really. It's something that we need to address. But in terms of possession and football, and there's one team trying to win the game, and that was us. And I'm really annoyed that we haven't got something out of the game.
It looked, from up above, that you probably deserve to get at least a point.
Yeah, but we didn't. You know, and that's why we are where we are. We need to change that. I'm not happy, because it's all right saying we played well and our football was great and we dominated the game. We've come away with nothing, and that needs to change. And I've made it pretty clear to the players, if we can't have that amount of possession and chances, Jack, and not come away with just the one goal. That's two games now where I've had a centre-half and a left-back score, and we played much, much better tonight, and we've lost the game. Now, that gives me lots of encouragement, but I haven't had time to work with them in terms of, you know, our forward play. But we missed so many good chances tonight, and the final pass at times when we were in, and we counter-attacked very well, and we've come away with nothing, and I'm angry.
Does that mean that you're accelerating the search in terms of a striker, or is there any manoeuvrability to you know, for that kind of movement?
Well, you know, if I said something like that, then I don't want to put the wind up the players that I have, because we're only two games in. So, but you're always looking to get better, and if we can find someone better who's available and wanting to come, and we can do the deal, then if we like the look of the player, then we'll do it. The squad for me is so ill-balanced at the minute. We have so many centre midfield players. We don't have enough wide men, and at times we are trying to play players out of position at the minute. Like, you know, Pratley, he did a great job for us tonight again. Yeah. You know, but we need that wee bit of extra oomph in wide areas, and we're lacking in that a wee bit.
I think you, if I can make this observation, from a couple of games you've been in charge, they're certainly playing differently. There's no question about that, but not good enough for your standard.
No. I mean, the football was great. Bob Peters played us a huge compliment, said, I watched you against Fulham, you're a totally different team, but the result's the same. So it's a nice compliment to have, and I'm sure Charlton will come away thanking the lucky stars they've won the game, but that's no consolation to me. And the players need to be better, because we are better.
Neil, effort's only going to get you so far, isn't it? You need to be a bit more
quality.
Ruthless.
Yeah, we need the quality. You know, I think there was more to the game than effort, Mark. I think the football was good. I think the quality of passing and the moves, but the final bit was missing, and that's the most important bit. You know, Andy Lanigan probably got frostbite second half. You know, they'd won break, and again, we're open, I don't know. Our fullbacks, both for the goals, weren't tucking in when they should have been, so we switched off. At 2-0, I got a great reaction, and then it was the Alamo. But we have to, I think the players can sense it, but just that final bit where, you know, Max has come on, snatched a couple of chances. Chungi's missed a great chance to put Max in. Danzy at the end has worked his magic, and then we picked the wrong ball. But all these things add up to getting beat, so we need to find the right recipe for winning games. We should have won that game maybe 2-3-4 tonight. We didn't, and that's why we are where we are.